This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I got my eye on you and I like that. Our next guest has the power to make boys cry. If you want, she could even throw the paint to see what goes around. If you're a party animal and think I'm still hot, I don't know if I should call you baby, but if you get it up for love, I may even enter a brave new world in the skin I'm in. Say I'm going to be your boy and yeah, I may come across one more river to get there. Never in my electric dreams did I think we'd come across this lady. It's bigger than big and you'll be on top of the world. So come on, girl, what planet are you on? I wish you would shut your mouth because it's time to go, go, go and give a rubber-dubber welcome to Luciana for the Hump Day crew.
Oh, my God. What an intro. Can you please send me that intro?
Absolutely, would love to.
What you've written there is absolutely the most fabulous thing in the world ever. I just think that's so brilliant. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You like that?
I like that.
You like that? That's in there too.
I can't, you've got every song in there. Oh, thank you. Honestly, I can't believe it. I feel very, very honoured. That, with that amount of songs, I feel like I should be doing Wembley and, you know, like arenas.
Well, Luciana, I have to say thank you for joining us today. And I have to say, I have a soft spot for Italians.
Do you? Do you speak Italian?
No, I don't. But
I'm Italiana.
You speak Italian?
Sì, certo.
Oh, wow.
You know, I need to go back there. My dad's from Napoli, but I have to go back there to start speaking it again. It takes me about 3 weeks to get back into it.
Wow.
Ma sai parlare italiano? Certo.
Wow, we might have to get you to speak in Italian towards the end of the interview, Luciana. We might have to record it.
Snippet. It's really funny when people meet me, because obviously my name's Luciana, when people meet me, they get a tiny bit disappointed because they think I'm going to speak like this, but obviously I don't. I'm really like Cockney, like London.
I was going to say, when you called, I was like, oh, I was expecting the Italian flow, but.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not.
It's like, hi, Ginny, it's Luciana. I'm like, oh, okay, she's English.
Yeah. Hello, Ginny, it's Luciana.
Well, Luciana, after watching some of your clips and what I've been reading, and I've actually been reading some of the lyrics that you've written over your songs, and I'd just love to be in your mind for 15 minutes. I'm imagining it's a very visual world inside there.
Do you know what? It very much is. And anything, it's really funny you should say that, because the other day I had a meeting with my bank manager and my partner said to me, you really need to concentrate. And I think after 5 minutes I started doodling an eye and some lips and things like that, because just my brain, and Nick's like, no, you need to focus. Come on, you need to focus. And I just have that sort of brain, and anything like logical tends sort of like to flit in and out. It doesn't work with me.
Wow. Is that why you have all these notebooks going, when you have all these ideas running through your head?
Yeah, when I write, I sort of write really ad hoc, and I was really inspired by David Bowie when he used to cut up words and just place them all together and make strange sentences out of things that wouldn't really, you know, necessarily go together. That's how I work, and also just listening to conversations, and I've got books and books of sayings and, you know, things I've heard people say, and I just sit down and I have all these books around me and I just start writing. It's all very strange and fabulous at the same time.
Wow, well, I think, does it kind of ignite with your passion for fashion and photography as well? Does it all kind of gel in together?
My passion for fashion? Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a love-hate fashion relationship.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because I really love how clothes make you feel, but I just hate to shop. I find it really boring. And I once read this article about Isabella Rossellini, and she said, I only have just got a few colours in my wardrobe and mostly suits, so I don't have to think about it. So on my day-to-day outfits, I try to just, like, keep it really simple because I can't be bothered to think about it. Yet at the same time, I love the whole drama of fashion. So, you know, it's a complete contradiction for me. So I love it and I hate it, like Marmite. You don't get Marmite over there, actually, do you?
No, we've got something called Vegemite, which is kind of similar.
Vegemite, yeah.
Have you tried Vegemite?
I've tried Vegemite and it's nothing like Marmite.
It's not actually. It's funny. When you're in Australia next, we might have to feed you something Australian on here, like kangaroo or something, Luciana.
Yeah, tell me, what's like the traditional Australian dish?
Vegemite and toast is a nice breakfast dish. Or you got lamingtons, or you can try some kangaroo meat, some emu, some wallaby.
Emus and wallabies? Can I wallaby with a salad, please? Really straight. That's really random.
It is really random. You can have a dish like that if you'd like.
I had emu yesterday, so I'm not going to eat that. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, well, definitely, let's do it. I'll have some kangaroo meat with you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Nothing like a bit of kangaroo between two people.
Nothing like a bit of kangaroo meat. Love it. That's a line. That's an opening line for a song. There's nothing like a bit of kangaroo meat. Let's do it.
Fantastic. Well, the attitude or assertion in your lyrics seems to be a reoccurring theme.
Fun lyrics, sometimes when you listen to sort of generic lyrics, you know, I love you, take me higher, fill my desire, it's like, oh, you know what they're going to sing next. And I just think the attitude comes from the fact that the way I write is ad hoc. So it's not, doesn't necessarily make sense. And I just think that's how I place them together makes it have attitude. And also, you know, you have to have a bit of attitude, otherwise it's, you know, what are you saying?
Exactly.
So it's reoccurring in that sense, yeah. Even when you write a love song, you want to try and have an edge on it.
Absolutely, otherwise it's just a normal ballad.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of attitude, I'm a huge fan of Nicole Scherzinger, and I can see how your style of writing would complement her image perfectly. What was it like to be given that opportunity? I mean, I would just sit there and just gawk at her all the time. What was it like?
I did. But when she came in, I was like, wow, she's just beautiful. She's got a beautiful face.
Wow.
She's a lovely girl. And at the time, she was working on the Strictly Come Dancing, Dancing with the Stars in America?
Yeah.
So she was doing that. So she was really busy, and she used to come into the studio with full makeup on, being all fabulous. She's just lovely. She's really lovely, and she's obviously got an amazing voice. And so to be given that opportunity, you know. I mean, if you think about it, look, we did a track called Yeah Yeah, and that was in the clubs, and now all of a sudden you're writing with all these fabulous people, and that's just stemming from one track.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
That is fantastic.
It is. It's really fabulous, not to be taken lightly, and I'm always very happy that this happened to me when I'm a bit older. I think if I was younger, I'd probably be a bit of maybe a bit pompous about it. When you're 22, you go, well, you know, that's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But when you're a bit older, you're like, oh, my God, look at this. It's fabulous. And so you smell the roses, and, you know, it's just you take each day, and you're just so thankful that, you know, you're blessed and you've been given this. So when she comes in and you're given this opportunity to write her and a lot of other artists in America, you know, it's a great experience, and I just thank my lucky stars, really.
Well, you've come a very, very long way, and one thing I found about you after finding out that I got the opportunity to interview is that when I was a schoolgirl, you know, every girl at school was crazy over Dawson's Creek, and I think every girl
life's a bitch.
Exactly. I think every girl at my school who was going through some form of teenage angst had that on their iPod.
On the Milky Way.
I didn't know you were in Life's a Bitch. I didn't know you were the lead singer of Shooter.
Yeah.
How exciting.
I was signed to Sony at the time, and I was living in New York because that's where I was signed in America. And then they put this track on the Dawson's Creek album, and obviously that was like really successful. And so when we used to do shows over there, all the girls were like, you know, it's such a girl anthem, isn't it? Life's a bitch and then you die. It's fabulous. Yeah, so that happened at that time, and that was a great time in my life. I absolutely love that period. It's a great album, the Shooter album.
Well, I can say, Luciana, wholeheartedly that I think you were responsible for putting four girls in detention for singing that song at our school.
Did you get in detention? Why did you get...
singing that out aloud, and we weren't allowed to swear or use crude language at school, and yeah.
Oh, I love that. See, and I didn't even know you then, and I got you into detention just because I wrote some fabulous lyrics called Life's a Bitch and Then You Die. And that is what I'd overheard someone say. Oh, Life's a Bitch and Then You Die. See, isn't it fabulous? The world's very small.
I love
you in detention, Ginny. I'm so proud of myself for that. Well, honestly.
I'm glad that you're trying to corrupt the Catholic school system here.
It's oh my God, Catholic school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even more fabulous. I'm going to give myself a gold star for that.
It's like your version of an Emmy, really. But you're getting...
Well, you was a bit of a rebel then, wasn't you, obviously? Tell me about yourself now.
I wasn't a rebel. I just like to not conform.
So, a rebel who conforms? An optimist who wears a raincoat. I love it.
Oh, hilariously, Jenna, hilarious. Now, coming back closer to home, to Australia, you know, you've also written lyrics for our Kylie, for her track Luke Cooper book. How was that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was that. Now, Kylie, we'd wanted to get something on the album before, and it didn't happen. I remember thinking, right, I have to get a track on the Kylie album. I just have to, because I just have to do it. And this Swedish House Mafia track came in.
Wow.
And we wrote this song with them, and we worked so hard on this song, and then we didn't hear anything for about 4 months. And I would just, normally when you write and you pitch for other artists, what you have to do is just write the song and forget about it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. But with this particular song, I was just like, well, why haven't they called me? This song's amazing. Why have they not called me? This is Kylie. She needs to call, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we got the call, and they said, yeah, she loves it, and she's going to cut it. It's her favourite song on the album.
Wow.
And I danced around my kitchen. I was just so happy. And then we went to see her do the show in Ibiza, her opening show at Pasha in Ibiza, and I saw her singing Cupid Boy, and it was just one of the most proudest moments ever.
Wow.
You didn't think that we'd written it in my kitchen, and then, you know, you go in the studio and you sing it, and now Kylie's singing it in Ibiza, and oh, just fabulous. Oh, it's just fabulous. It was one of the highlights of my life, that is.
Wow. It probably is amazing to see an amazing star like Kylie sing your work and actually...
sing your song, yeah. She is just an absolute queen. I just absolutely love her.
Wow. And you've obviously worked with Kylie and Nicole and the Body Rocks. Is there any artists you'd like to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh, you know what? There's a guy, I don't know if you've got him over here. I love Tiny Temper. He's my favourite artist at the moment.
Tiny Temper, no.
He's got a song called Pass Out. I'd love to work with NERD. There's a group called LMFIO over in America. I think they did the We're in Miami Bitch song.
Love that song!
Yeah, I love that song too. So that, there's some remixes that I want to work with. I've done some tracks with Deadmau5, and I think I want to get more involved with that. Who else? I like to work with up and coming, you know, people who are raw and on the streets. That's who I prefer to work with, because then the music's exciting. At the same time, as we're moving to America on the 2nd of February, I can't believe it. As I sit here,
wow,
by the way, I'm surrounded by boxes and just stuff everywhere, so my mind's really addled.
Wow.
I know. But yeah, when I go to America, you want to write with fabulous people like Toby Gad, who wrote some of the Fergie stuff. I want to write some with, obviously, Will.i.am, and there's loads of people to write with, you know, to keep getting, being creative with. As long as I can create, I'm okay.
Wow.
It's all good.
So how long are you going to be staying in America for?
I've got a 3-year visa.
Yep.
And I'm gonna definitely stay for 1 year.
Wow. Fantastic.
I know, and I'm hoping that, you know, I just feel like I want to go to there. And also, it's closer to Australia.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of a 22-hour flight to you, I've now only got a 13-hour flight. So I'm absolutely over the moon about that. And we're so trying to put together a little tour, because we've got the release date of... we're starting on all the promo for the new single called... The new single's called I'm Still Hot. I don't know if you know that. It's definitely... Have you seen the video for it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I might have to check it out.
Have a look. We did a tiny little... We made it ourselves. You know, we did the I Like That video.
Yeah.
We did that for £500. We made that ourselves.
Are you serious? £500?
Yeah, £500. And then that's got 6 million views.
Oh,
isn't it amazing?
Talk about a low budget film clip.
£500. So we did this other one for I'm Still Hot, but obviously we'll redo it. But it's just me, you know, going on tour and all the shows I've done. So doing that, doing all the promo, and then look, going to LA, the sun's shining over there. It's all good.
Oh, I was actually going to say, I'm flying up to Palm Springs in March, and I look forward to hearing you sing at the Dinosaur.
I'm going to hear you, aren't I?
Yeah, Dinosaur pool party. How exciting!
Oh, my God. You know what? I need to go on a diet then for that. Oh, God. I'm not going to commit carbicides anymore. Don't commit carbicides.
I think that's another teenage angst song in itself. I'm going to commit carbicide.
Do you know what? I'm going to write that down right now.
Yeah, I think you should.
No, so I'm not going to commit. I'm going to write that. I am writing it down. I'm not going to commit.
Carbicide. That's hilarious.
There you go.
You see, you got a few inspirations for a couple of songs in this interview. I'm very happy. Have you ever heard of Dinosaur before, Luciana?
No, tell me all about him.
Luciana is the world's biggest lesbian party. It's Dinosaur
yeah,
is the world.
Luciana is the world's biggest lesbian. Fabulous.
I should be careful how I edit that, shouldn't I? Dinosaur is the world's biggest lesbian party, and it features some of the most amazing acts across the world, obviously.
Who have they got on this year?
They haven't announced it yet. They've been really quiet about it. I think they're going to do an exciting lineup over the next month or so. But
I'm so looking forward to this. What date is it? Is it the 11th? Or is it the end of March?
You're performing on April 2nd.
April the 2nd.
Do you might want to write that down in your diary?
I don't. Oh my God, I'm so excited about that.
I'll come up and say hello because I think I'll be interviewing you over there as well.
How long is your flight over to
LA? I think it's about 17 hours. 16, 17 hours.
17, at least it's just one flight though, yeah?
Yeah, it's just one flight. One direct flight.
Oh, okay, so it's not 13 hours then.
No. But you're still closer to Australia from LA.
Yeah, exactly. I can deal with that.
Well, speaking of Australia here, I mean, you've obviously toured last year. You performed at Fluffy in Brisbane a couple of times.
Oh, my God, I love Fluffy. Harry, the guy at Fluffy, his name's Harry, who does that club, and I just absolutely love it there. The whole vibe's brilliant. And Brisbane, the Met Bar, the Met Club, I mean, and bedroom.
Yeah. Are you planning to come to Australia after your trip to LA?
Well, this is what I'm trying to do. We're going to work out when the release date of I'm Still Hot is.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play, I mean, obviously in Australia, because it'll be different from America.
Yeah.
And at that time, we're going to try and put some, well, not try, but we'll definitely put some gig dates around that time so I can come over, and I'm so looking forward. I just love Australia, and you, bearing in mind, Australia was the first place to take, I like that, to make it number two, to play it on the radio. That's
absolutely.
Where it grows, so. Yeah, it's like my second home, and in fact, I want to move there. When I finish with America, I'm going to stick my flip-flops on and go to
flip-flops.
Australia.
Yeah. Well, if you say flip-flops...
You call them thongs, don't you?
We call them thongs or slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your thongs on. Well, you know what I'm going to say now, Ginny?
What's that?
Defo totes. Yeah, that's my new saying. Ever. I like that, defo totes.
Hilarious, you're going to fit right in. We'll give you a green card straight away.
Oh, it's fabulous. I was going to say, do you want me to do This Is Melbourne podcast 94.9 Joy FM?
Our show's called The Hump Day Crew.
Right, let me just write it down. The what?
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump... The Hump Day Crew.
Do you know what a hump day is?
No.
It's a Wednesday. They call it hump day because it's the middle of the week and you've got to get over the hump to get through the weekend.
That's so Australian.
It is, isn't it?
You know what I love about Australia? When you're looking at the news, even the news readers are happy and chilled out.
We're all so apathetic.
In England, they're so sour and very, very much like this, and it's all very, very serious. But, you know, news readers in Australia, it's like, yeah, no worries. It's all okay. It's just great.
That's very true.
It's a way to live. It's a way forward.
Thank you so much, Luciana. You've been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. I really look forward to meeting you. We'll have a cocktail together.
Absolutely. We'll have to have a cocktail. Can't wait to meet you, Luciana.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.